Coburg Police Chief Paul Vandegraaff is frustrated with the court system, and that only increased as an individual reoffended the same day he was released and disobeyed the conditions for that release. On Thursday, Daniel Tyler Foden was arrested and charged with robbery with violence, uttering threats to cause death, and assaulting a police officer. He was held for a bail hearing. The accused was released on Friday with conditions including not being in the town of Coburg and to obey a curfew each night from 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. Later in the day Friday, the accused was arrested for mischief after damaging property at a construction site in the north end of town. He was charged with mischief, two counts of failing to comply with a court order, and held for another bail hearing. Chief Vandegraaff says he recognizes there is a place in the system for everyone alleged to have committed a crime to have the chance to get bail with conditions, but went on to say when it comes to violent offenses, there needs to be a keener eye on how people are released. The chief pointed to the area of Division and Chapel Streets, where Foden's alleged robbery occurred, and there's been increased social disorder and crime.
We had an assault on the same street earlier in the week, and then later in the week we have an individual who's, for no particular reason, this is a complete stranger thing, he's robbed and victimized, and he's a violent offense. So much so that when the great work the police officers did, find him and arrest him, hold him accountable for that offense, the police officers assaulted. And this person goes before bail court, and this person is released into the community. Released into the community with conditions not to be in the town of Coburg and to obey a curfew. One would infer that there would be a surety there. So what are you doing in Coburg, like hours, not days, hours after you were released from the court? So to me, as I said, it's exhausting. It's incredibly frustrating that we as the police tend to be at the tip of the spear when it comes to people saying, hey, how come people aren't being held accountable when it's an entire justice system? In this particular case, a person who's committed violent offenses in our community has violently offended against a citizen of our community, and a police officer served to protect this community. And right thereafter, they're arrested for committing more criminal offenses. It's just absurd to me.
Chief Vandegraaff said he was unsure of the outcome of the latest bail hearing. He did commend the collaborative efforts from OPP Commissioner Thomas Carrick and representatives from the Ontario Association of Chiefs of Police and Police Association of Ontario for working to find solutions with the government, but said more needs to be done.
It's one of those few opportunities where all of the various stakeholders in policing come together to agree for the government to have a few reforms around bails, around violent offenses. Obviously, it didn't go far enough because here's a circumstance where a person was arrested for violent offenses. In my opinion, there has to be a mechanism in place whereby a person is held accountable. And I understand about the pre-sentence detention and time. And again, if somebody wants to criticize my officers for what they've done, I'm happy to hear that. That's not what I've heard. This is an opportunity. This is a person who violently offended in a community that's undergoing increased pressure for crime and social disorder issues. We actually went into the bail process recognizing there needs to be conditions to protect this, and it just wasn't done. There needs to be a push down from the federal government, from the provincial government, to local court systems that are going to support violent offenders who commit violent offenses don't have easy access to bail. I'm not saying they don't get access to bail, but it's not easy.
Reporting for Northumberland 89.7 FM, I'm Jeff Gard.